This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 17th. God's word for you today is God at work. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. And it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Like it is with physical trampoline, the active force behind the trampoline conditioning spirit is the force of gravity. However, sometimes there is a ceiling that limits even how high a person can go or the heights a person can attain. As the person rises, he or she hits the ceiling and falls back down. The classic illustration is how they condition monkeys, and it is used to teach the concept of the mindset. A monkey is put in a space, and they put a glass ceiling over the monkey's head. The monkey typically can probably scale a height of maybe 10 feet, but they put a glass ceiling of maybe 5 feet. The monkey jumps as it would naturally do, but it hits the glass ceiling and hurts its head. Remember, that monkey has the capacity to jump about 10 to 12 feet. After the monkey attempts to jump and hits the glass ceiling a number of times, what happens? The monkey's mind gets conditioned, and then the glass ceiling is removed. And the same monkey that could jump 10 to 12 feet will only jump 5 feet and go back down. The monkey has the skills and God-given capacity to go higher, but the monkey gets to the place where the limitation was and comes down. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that has been limited like that will break free today in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no limit to what you can believe God for, really. But most times, we limit our own ideas because something tells us to be realistic. But God does not operate in that realm. Am I saying God is unrealistic? Well, if you want to put it that way, when it comes to what God has in store for you in this decade of destiny, it is what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, things that have not even entered into the heart of men. So, take the limit off. For some of us, it is the place of our finances, of wealth, that we place a limit on God. We look at the projects before us and we say inadvertently, "I wish God can do this." Even though I am not sure God can or wants to, some of us give God the credit that He can, but we are not sure if He wants to. My advice to you today is, until God tells you He does not want to, assume He wants to. Why? He said that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask or imagine. So, set your mind free. Take the limits off. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, "God is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.